Hello, this is Aaron Jones, magician with another magic audiobook coming to you from Shikoku in Japan. And on today's magic audiobook, I wanted to talk about I'm an entertainer versus I'm a magician thing. And I'll give you my views and how I feel about this. Now, you often will see people talk about magic and they often will say, I'm an entertainer more than magician second, or magician first, entertainer second. It really depends on your own personality and your character that you create. But for me, and this is only for me, I am a magician, and the entertainment and the magic part have to be, it's hard to put a number on it. When I think about this, they are very much intertwined, so like 50-50. But as a magician, I have to entertain and do good magic. And so the entertainment aspect and the magic aspect are very much intertwined, and I can't in my mind separate the two, because there's the entertainment aspect of the magic, but without the magic I'm not a magician. And so but if I just do magic tricks, I'm not an entertainer. So the entertainment portion and the magic portion are much very intertwined. It's almost like one thing. Being a magician and performing magic it's obvious the entertainment and the magic have to be intertwined, and you can't really separate one from the other or make one stronger than the other. And that's for me. And of course, different characters and different people have different performing characters, and so that will be different. But in my style, for me, the magic and how I view it and how I do it is that the magic and the entertainment are one. And I just want to talk about it. And you do have to think about magic as being entertaining, of course, if you're going to perform for a living. If you're doing tricks just for friends as a hobby, you still want to entertain people, because you will bore them if you don't entertain them. Magic by itself is not interesting. Entertainment on its own can stand in its own thing, like comedian or singer or jokes. But if you're going to be a magician, the magic does need the entertainment aspect to work together, because it is an entertainment form. And just to do the tricks without talking, unless you have a certain persona and you don't want to copy a certain persona, and someone's got away with this because they were smart and they did it in a very good way. But for yourself, you really have to think about how to intertwine the entertainment and the magic, and try not to get your mindset, at least this is my advice, and you don't have to agree with me, is I'm an entertainer first, magician second, or I'm magician first, entertainer second. It's not about that. It's about how can you put these two together to make a good show that entertains the people. And that is what I wanted to talk about this morning. It's just something people often talk about. I'm an entertainer first, magician second, I'm a magician first. Well, for me, my opinion on this is that it's, as I said 1,000 times already on this audiobook, it's one thing. They are very, very much intertwined, and it's how you can merge the two together to create the perfect effect, perfect show that fits your character. Anyways, if you have any comments on this, I'd love to hear them. You can let me know on my website at aaronjones.com in the comments section where you see this, or if you're on my Facebook page and listening to this, you can comment there. And my Facebook address handle is Aaron Jones Magic, or on Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic as well. And you can send me an email at aaron@aaronjones.com. Until the next Magic Audio Boo, have a great one, and goodbye.